It's the review post Red Star Belgrade. It's me, Rob Gutman, and I've got Neil Atkinson and I've got Sean Rogers. Sean, what's amazing? Let's just talk about it in the broadest sense, about the implications of the result. We needed to win. We did win. It was a good performance. We'll come on to that in detail. But I mean, as I came out of the ground and started reflecting on it, hearing the news breaking that PSG had got themselves a late goal at home to Napoli, I started to think, this group is a bit fucking tasty, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not going to go easily for us.
It probably says more about my mindset than Jurgen Klopp and most Liverpool supporters, that I spent the entire way home trying to cheer myself up about the defeat in Napoli.
Yeah.
When I got in the car, I think we've got the manager and the sort of squad that don't focus on something like that. But when you look at the results last night, and there's a danger of, you know, if my auntie had,
yeah,
she'd be my uncle. But, you know, you think about that point in Napoli, it doesn't half put us in massive pole position. I mean, it could be done and dusted. You know, if Napoli were to beat PSG under that basis, I think we'd have been through. So when you think of the league campaign we've got, that we don't really need two massive Champions League fixtures. Not that the next one isn't, but, you know, I think at this stage we'll be very fortunate if there's not something riding on the last game. I don't know. I mean, certainly PSG away, it's going to be a big game.
Yeah, Neil, I looked at it. What feels slightly deflating about it is these feel like Champions League quarterfinals in October.
Sort of.
We are going to have a big performance, either Napoli at home or PSG away. And by big performance, I mean either beat Napoli at home or not be careless enough to get beaten in Paris.
I'm so-